Florida lawmakers wrapped up their 2016 annual session last week, and as always is the case, a number of issues did not survive the process. Most notably, the Senate failed to confirm Surgeon General John Armstrong, one of Governor Rick Scott's top appointees. Armstrong, who also served as the Secretary of the Florida Department of Health, is the first agency director not confirmed by the Senate since the mid-1990s. Margie Menzel is a reporter in Tallahassee with the News Service of Florida, and she told Mary Shedden of Health News Florida that no one single thing tripped up Armstrong's confirmation.
There were a number of issues raised about things that senators were really worried about in the public health life of Florida. HIV was probably at the top. Florida has the highest rate of new HIV infections in the country, and the epicenter is South Florida. Two South Florida senators, Oscar Brainin and Ana Terry Flores, were spearheading the discussion there. There was Children's Medical Services. The primary thing is that last year the Department of Health rescreened all the special needs kids with, quote, chronic and serious, unquote, medical conditions. 13,074 were disenrolled. They went to HMO plans. But perhaps the most devastating questioning for Armstrong came from a supporter, Senator Don Gates, former Senate president and widely regarded as someone who does his homework. His concern was that since Armstrong was tapped in 2012, the county health departments had seen a plummet of the number of people they were serving, 200,000 less patients than in 2012.
The House and Senate this year passed bills creating new rules in regards to abortion services. What is in the bills that Governor Rick Scott is now considering?
They basically would bar public funding for organizations associated with abortion clinics, and they would increase the regulations on those clinics. For instance, the clinics would have to have closer relationships with hospitals. The ones that provide first trimester abortions would have to have written transfer agreements with hospitals that were nearby. The question is whether there's a compelling state interest, whether a woman goes forward with a pregnancy or an abortion. We're sure to see constitutional challenges.
Medical marijuana was once again discussed in Tallahassee this year. Can you explain what lawmakers did in terms of their support for cannabis in medical treatment?
First, under the bill, terminally ill patients would have access to marijuana. It would legalize full-strength pot for the first time in the state if signed into law by Governor Rick Scott, and that's a big if. The bill would add cannabis to a list of experimental drugs that are available to patients diagnosed with illnesses that could result in death within a year. The other thing about the bill is that it was a way for lawmakers to express their frustration about the 2014 law they passed, which is not in effect for anyone who needs it. And that is a low THC law passed in 2014 to help patients, including children with severe epilepsy who suffer from chronic seizures or cancer. That bill, it's still been held up. It's more than a year behind schedule because of legal challenges. And one of the things that lawmakers discussed as they passed this year's bill was how embarrassed and angry they were about the fact that the 2014 bill hadn't gone into effect, and this legislation is intended to push it along.
Margie Menzel with the News Service of Florida, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.